This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the 3-second pause to reset your physical expression when emotions spike. A micro-technique that keeps your body from betraying you under pressure. In short, after reading this, you will know how to use the 3-second pause to reset your physical expression before your body betrays you in a difficult conversation. Notice the emotional spike before your body reacts fully. Use 3 seconds to consciously release physical tension. Return to the conversation with your posture, face, and voice under your control. Definition: the 3-second pause is a micro-intervention technique where you pause for 3 seconds before responding when emotions spike. It interrupts the body's automatic stress response, giving you time to reset your physical expression and re-engage rational thinking before you speak. You are sitting across from someone who has just said something that stings. Maybe it was a criticism you did not expect, or a challenge to your judgment in front of others. Before you have thought a single conscious thought, your jaw tightens, your shoulders pull up toward your ears, and your face has already told the room everything you were trying to keep private. The conversation turns before you want it to. This is not a willpower problem. It is a physical one. When emotions spike, your body reacts faster than your brain. The amygdala hijack, that flood of stress response that takes over in high-pressure moments, does not wait for your permission. It fires, and your physical expression goes with it. Understanding what is happening to your body is the first step. Knowing what to do about it in real time is something else entirely. The 3-second pause is the answer to that second problem. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for using the 3-second pause to reset your physical expression when the pressure is highest, and you can apply it in your next conversation. If you want to understand what is happening in your body during these moments, what is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments is worth reading first. Why controlling physical expression is harder than it looks. Most people know that body language matters. You have heard it before: stand tall, make eye contact, do not cross your arms. Knowing it and doing it under pressure are two entirely different things. Here is the truth of it. The gap between awareness and execution is wider than any advice column admits. When emotions spike, the very systems you need to control your physical expression are the ones being hijacked. You cannot think your way out of it in the moment unless you have already built the habit. These are the reasons it is genuinely difficult. The body reacts before the mind catches up. The physiological stress response, the tightened chest, the raised shoulders, the locked jaw, happens in milliseconds. By the time you notice it, you are already expressing it. Self-monitoring collapses under pressure. In calm conditions, you can track your posture and facial expression with reasonable accuracy. Under emotional stress, your attention narrows onto the threat, and self-awareness drops sharply. The habits of a lifetime run deep. If you learned early that crossed arms mean safety, or that a hard stare holds power, those patterns are carved into your nervous system. Replacing them takes time and deliberate practice, not intention alone. Emotion feels like truth in the moment. When you're angry or defensive, your body's posture feels justified, not like a problem to be corrected. Recognizing your own physical tension as a liability takes a specific kind of objectivity that stress actively works against. No one practices this when the stakes are low. People rehearse what they will say. Almost no one rehearses how their body will behave when the conversation goes sideways. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are 3 things that need to be clear. Number 1. Your personal warning signs. You need to know what emotional spiking feels like in your own body before you can interrupt it. For some people, it is heat in the face. For others, it is a tightening across the chest or a sudden urge to lean forward. Spend time identifying your specific signals. Without this knowledge, the 3-second pause has no trigger point. Number 2. A commitment to body awareness practice. The 3-second pause is a skill, not a decision. It has to be practiced in low-stakes moments, so it is available in high-stakes ones. Decide now that you will use the technique in ordinary conversations, not just critical ones. This is how muscle memory is built. Number 3. The intention to pause before you respond. This sounds obvious, but it is not. Most people have a deeply ingrained habit of responding the instant they feel the urge. You need to consciously replace that habit with a 1-step delay. Commit to that delay before you walk into any conversation where emotions might run high. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Recognize the spike before it peaks. This step is the foundation of everything else, and it is the one most people skip entirely. You cannot reset your physical expression if you do not notice it is happening. Most people become aware of their emotional reaction only after it has already changed their posture, their face, and their voice. By then, the room has already seen it. Your job is to catch the spike earlier, ideally at the first physical signal, before it reaches full expression. Notice the first physical sensation, not the second or third. This might be a tightening in the throat, a flush of heat, or a sudden stillness in your chest. Attach a single word to the sensation when you feel it. Spike. Heat. There. The word creates a moment of conscious awareness and slows the automatic reaction. Practice noticing these signals in ordinary moments throughout the week. Notice when your jaw tightens in traffic, when your shoulders rise during a difficult email. The pattern in low-stakes moments is the same pattern that will appear in high-stakes ones. Keep a brief record at the end of each day of one moment when you notice a physical reaction to stress. This builds the self-awareness the pause depends on. Example. You are in a team meeting. Your manager questions a decision you made in front of the group. You feel a flush of heat across your face and a sudden pull to sit up straighter and speak faster. Instead of relaxing immediately, you catch the heat sensation, label it internally as your spike signal, and allow yourself a single beat before you do anything else. That beat is the gateway to the pause. Recognizing the spike is not about judging your emotions. It is about building the gap between sensation and response that everything else rests on. Step 2. Create the physical gap with 3 seconds. Once you've recognized the spike, you need to create space before your body defaults to its stress posture. 3 seconds is not a long time. It is, however, exactly long enough to interrupt the automatic physical relaxation and replace it with a deliberate one. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the 3-second pause as a micro-intervention specifically designed to interrupt the amygdala hijack. It is described in Chapter 5 as part of the core framework, a master system for difficult conversations built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. The pause belongs to the openness pillar, the ability to stay present and regulated before you respond. You can explore the full core framework in Say It Right Every Time. When you notice the spike, do not speak. Allow 3 full seconds of silence before your next word. Do not fill the silence with a sound, a gesture, or a filler word. Let the silence exist. It is not awkward to the degree your nervous system tells you it is. Use the 3 seconds to take a single slow breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. This is not meditation. It is a physiological reset. Keep your eyes steady and your expression neutral during the pause. You are signaling calm, even if you do not feel it yet. Count the seconds internally if it helps. 1, 2, 3. Counting gives your mind a task and prevents it from running into reactive speech. The 3 seconds belong entirely to you. Use them well. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Release the tension held in your body. The pause buys you time. This step uses the time to actively reset your physical expression from the inside out. When emotions spike, tension concentrates in specific places: the jaw, the shoulders, the hands, and the gut. Each of these physical signals reads on your face and in your posture. The person across from you is reading all of it. This step is about consciously releasing the tension so your body stops broadcasting what your mouth is trying not to say. Drop your shoulders deliberately, not gradually. Drop them. In stress, shoulders rise toward the ears without your permission. Lowering them is the direct reversal of that signal. Unclench your jaw. You may not have noticed it was clenched. Check now. Then release it. Open your hands if they were fisted or pressed flat. Rest them loosely in your lap or on the table with a relaxed grip. Feel your feet on the floor. This is a grounding technique, not a spiritual practice. It redirects your nervous system's attention downward, toward stability, and away from the fight-or-flight response in your chest. Example, you've just heard something that made your whole body tighten. In the 3-second pause, you drop your shoulders, unclench your jaw, Open your hands and feel both feet firmly on the ground. You have not said a word, but your physical expression has already shifted from defensive to composed. When you speak, your voice will be slower and lower because your body has given it permission. This step takes less than 3 seconds once you've practiced it. It is the step that people say changes everything. Step 4. Reset your posture and facial expression. Releasing tension is the first half. Actively replacing it with composed, open physicality is the second. These are different things, and both matter. After the release in step 3, your body is neutral. That is not the same as composed. A neutral posture can still read as withdrawn, defeated, or uncertain. Your job now is to consciously adopt the physical expression of someone who is calm, present, and engaged. Sit or stand with your spine upright, but not rigid. Think of a gentle straightness, not a military snap to attention. This signals engagement without aggression. Make steady, soft eye contact, not a stare, a gaze. Aim for the kind of eye contact that says you're listening and you're not threatened. Relax the muscles around your eyes and forehead. Furrowed brows signal anger or suspicion. A neutral brow communicates calm and openness. Face the other person directly with your body, not just your head. Turned shoulders suggest you want to leave. Square your torso toward them to signal you're staying in the conversation. Keep your chin level. A raised chin reads as arrogance. A dropped chin reads as submission. Level is the position of a person who trusts their own ground. This is where the work of the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy becomes physical. Emotional intelligence is not just about what you feel. It is about what you show. Your posture is the first thing your emotional intelligence communicates. Step 5. Speak from the reset position. You have paused, released, and reset. Now you speak, and how you speak in this moment, the pace, the volume, the tone either confirms your reset or undoes it. When emotions spike, the voice tends to rise in pitch, speed up, or harden in tone. These changes are involuntary if you have not prepared for them. But if your body is now grounded and your jaw is relaxed, your voice has the physical conditions it needs to stay measured. Use them. Speak at 60 to 70% of your usual speed. Slowing down is one of the most powerful signals of composure, and it is not as slow as it feels from the inside. Lower your volume slightly from your spike level instinct. A quieter voice in a tense moment draws people in rather than pushing them back. Start with a short sentence. Long opening sentences after a spike often lose their direction. One clear, short sentence anchors you and sets the tone. Use an I statement rather than a you accusation. In Say It Right Every Time, Chapter 5 describes this as one of the key tools for interrupting the reactive cycle. I want to make sure I understand you correctly is a reset statement. You always do this is an escalation. Script. After a challenging comment in a meeting, you say, I want to take a moment before I respond to that. Pause. Breathe. Then, here is how I see it. What follows is your considered response, not your emotional one. The room notices. Credibility holds. Speaking from the reset position is the moment that earns you trust. It is visible proof that you can handle pressure. Step 6. Sustain the reset through the conversation. The pause resets you once. Sustaining physical composure across a full difficult conversation requires something more deliberate. Most people manage the first 30 seconds after an emotional spike reasonably well, then gradually drift back into tension as the conversation continues. The shoulders creep back up. The jaw tightens again. The eye contact becomes a stare. You need a system for maintaining the reset across the length of the conversation, not just at its beginning. Set a quiet internal check-in every 2 to 3 minutes during a tense conversation. A single breath and a shoulder drop is enough to recalibrate. Monitor your hands throughout. Hands that begin to grip, point, or press flat on the table are early warning signs of rising tension. Watch for the point at which you stop listening and start formulating. When you are no longer genuinely listening, your face shows it. Stay with what the other person is saying, not with what you will say next. If the tension spikes again mid-conversation, use the pause again. There is no rule that says you only get one. Let me think about the for a moment is a full sentence pause that earns you another 3 seconds legitimately. This is also where what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy becomes relevant. The sustained composure you bring to a difficult conversation actively creates the conditions for the other person to stay regulated to. Your body is not just managing your own emotions, it is influencing theirs. Step 7. Reflect after the conversation. The 3-second pause gets sharper with every conversation you review honestly. Without reflection, you repeat the same patterns. With it, you build real skill. This step takes 5 minutes. It is the difference between practicing communication and actually improving at it. I have watched too many people walk out of a difficult conversation, feel relieved it is over, and never think about it again. That is how the same mistakes get made for 20 years. Ask yourself, where did the tension spike? And what did my body do first? Name it specifically, not just I got stressed. Identify one moment where the physical reset worked. What did you do? What did it change in the conversation? Identify one moment where you lost the reset. What were the conditions? What would you do differently? Write 3 sentences about the conversation within an hour of finishing it. This does not need to be a journal. It needs to be honest. Memory softens quickly, and you want the real version. Signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time offers useful external markers to look for when you're reviewing how a conversation went, both in yourself and in others. The Full Master Method from Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time covers this reflection step in depth, specifically the reflecting afterward phase that closes every high-stakes conversation with deliberate learning rather than relief. Adapting this process for remote and video conversations. Remote communication strips out half of your physical expression and amplifies the other half in ways that catch most people off guard. On a video call, the camera frames you from the chest up. That means your face and shoulders carry almost the entire communicative load. Every jaw tightening, every eyebrow movement, every postural shift is displayed in a rectangle on someone else's screen, often larger than life. The frame becomes your stage. Before any high-stakes video conversation, position your camera at eye level. Looking down into a camera signals submission. Looking up signals aggression. Eye level signals equality. Adjust this before the conversation starts, not during it. Silence reads differently on video. A 3-second pause in person is a natural beat. On a poor connection, it reads as a freeze or a dropout. Name the pause briefly. Give me just a moment. This preserves its function without creating confusion. Your hands are often invisible. On video, you lose the grounding information that comes from feeling your feet on the floor and your hands relaxed on the table. Compensate by placing both feet flat on the floor deliberately before the call begins and resting your hands just below the camera frame, where you can feel them. This keeps the physical anchoring even when the camera cannot see it. Background and lighting shape your physical expression's impact. A dark background with poor lighting makes composed facial expressions harder to read, which creates ambiguity. Use a clean background and a light source in front of you, not behind. You want the other person to see your reset clearly. For more on how emotional awareness affects communication in team settings, how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy is a strong companion read. The core process does not change for remote work, only the execution adapts. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: waiting until the spike is at full peak before trying the pause. Why it happens. People assume they can manage the emotion once it arrives, without any early system to catch it. What to do instead? Build your awareness of the early warning signals, the first physical sensation, not second or third, and trigger the pause there. The mistake: filling the 3 seconds with a filler sound or gesture. Why it happens. Silence feels dangerous under stress, and the instinct is to fill it with a cough, or a hand wave. What to do instead? Let the silence exist. Practice sitting in a 3-second silence and low-stakes conversations until it stops feeling urgent to fill. The mistake: resetting the posture without releasing the tension first. Why it happens. People go straight to sit up straight without the release step, which produces a rigid, performative composure rather than a genuine one. What to do instead? Always release before you reset. Drop the shoulders and clench the jaw. Open the hands. Then adopt the composed posture. The mistake: using the pause once and then abandoning it mid-conversation. Why it happens? There is a quiet assumption that one reset is enough for a whole conversation. What to do instead? Treat the pause as a repeatable tool, not a one-time intervention. Use it every time tension spikes, even if that is 3 times in 15 minutes. The mistake: skipping the reflection step because the conversation went well enough. Why it happens? Relief after a hard conversation feels like resolution. What to do instead? Review every difficult conversation for at least 5 minutes. The ones that went well have lessons too. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. For related guidance on giving difficult messages without losing composure, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and emotional intelligence in feedback conversations are both worth your time. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. I have identified my personal spike signals and can name at least two of them specifically. I have committed to pausing before I respond in today's conversation. My camera is at eye level for any video call involved. I have positioned myself so both feet are flat on the floor. I know the first physical tension points I will release when the spike arrives. I have a short neutral sentence ready to open with after the pause. I want to make sure I understand you correctly. I have set an intention to check in on my posture and breathing every few minutes during the conversation. I will write three honest sentences about the conversation within an hour of finishing it. I am not relying on willpower alone. I have practiced this technique in at least one low-stakes conversation this week. I know I can use the pause more than once if tension spikes again mid-conversation. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a clear, repeatable process for using the 3-second pause to reset your physical expression when it matters most. That is not a small thing. Most people spend entire careers reacting physically to emotional spikes and wondering why difficult conversations keep going wrong. Recognize the spike early, at the first physical signal, before it reaches full expression. Create the pause deliberately, 3 seconds of silence with a slow breath. Release the tension from the jaw, shoulders, hands, and chest before you reset your posture. Adopt a composed physical position, level chin, soft eye contact, open hands, straight, but relaxed spine. Speak from that reset position at reduced speed and volume, beginning with a short, clear sentence. Sustain the reset throughout the conversation with brief internal check-ins. Reflect honestly after every difficult conversation to sharpen your skill over time. The technique I have described here comes directly from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, where the 3-second pause sits within the core framework as one of the most direct tools for managing the physical dimension of difficult conversations. If you want to go deeper into the full framework, including how clarity, openness, respect, and empathy work together in sequence, Say It Right Every Time covers it in full. From here, I would suggest reading Signs Your Team's Amygdala Hijack Problem is Destroying Synergy in Real Time to understand how unmanaged physical expression affects the people around you, not just yourself. Then return to What is Psychological Safety and How It Drives Team Synergy to see how your composure directly shapes the environment others feel safe enough to work in. The 3-second pause is a small thing, but in the space of 3 seconds, a conversation can either break open or hold together, and you're the one who decides. Frequently asked questions. What is the 3-second pause in communication? The 3-second pause is a micro-intervention technique where you pause for 3 seconds before responding when emotions spike in a conversation. It interrupts the amygdala hijack, gives your rational brain time to re-engage, and prevents your physical expression from telegraphing panic, anger, or defensiveness. How does the 3-second pause reset your physical expression? When you pause for 3 seconds, you create a gap between stimulus and response. In that gap, you can consciously relax your jaw, drop your shoulders, slow your breathing, and reset your posture. Without the pause, your body reacts automatically, and those physical signals damage your credibility before you say a word. When should you use the 3-second pause technique? Use the 3-second pause anytime you feel a surge of emotion during a conversation, when you receive unexpected criticism, when someone challenges you publicly, when anger rises, or when you feel cornered. It works in meetings, one-on-one conversations, and high-stakes negotiations alike. Can the 3-second pause help with body language control at work? Yes, the 3-second pause is one of the most direct tools for body language control in professional settings. It stops the automatic physical responses, such as crossed arms, clenched fists, or raised voice, that undermine your message before you've even finished speaking. Is the 3-second pause the same as the core framework? The 3-second pause is one technique within the broader core framework from Say It Right Every Time. The core framework covers clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. The 3-second pause specifically addresses the moment when emotions threaten to derail physical composure during difficult conversations. How do I practice the 3-second pause so it becomes automatic? Practice the 3-second pause in low-stakes situations first before answering a casual question, before replying to a text, before speaking in a team meeting. The goal is to build the habit so the pause activates automatically when the real pressure arrives. Repetition builds the muscle memory. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonbuckthorn.com to get your copy.